The Board of Trustees of Sheldon Jackson College reaffirmed their goals this week of satisfying the college's $13 million debt and maintaining the core campus as a training, education, and Alaska Native cultural center. KCAW's Bonnie Sue Hitchcock reports.
The Board of Trustees says it can satisfy the $13 million debt by selling off perimeter properties, tentatively valued at $14.7 million. In order to sell those properties, the master plat must first be approved by the Sitka Planning and Zoning Commission. SJ President David Dobler says anything that is planned for the future hinges on that master plat approval.
We really have to go through the hoops and do the marketing and close those deals that are going to, you know, generate sufficient cash to settle the debt. That is the first commitment of the board, is settle all the debt.
The Board of Trustees has now acknowledged that Sheldon Jackson College is not likely to have the resources to reopen and run an educational institution, but it is seeking coordination with local entities to try and market the core facility in line with SJ's values related to Native culture and community benefits. Ultimately, Dobler says the hope is that the state of Alaska will step in and provide support. He says in the past year they've talked to various agencies within state government, specifically Department of Labor and the Department of Education, as well as the Department of Public Safety, about some sort of training or educational facility on the core campus. But he says there needs to be support from the city to gain credibility in Juneau.
So the idea is if the community of Sitka could say to the state and to our representatives, we think it'd be a great idea for some sort of educational, you know, conglomerate or whatever to be on this campus, and we think it's likely to be some part of the state government, we would like a united front in saying that, so that from Juneau's perspective, they said, well, the community is on board with this, and the various groups are, you know, have worked out things within Sitka, so that we don't have to pick favorites if we're going to work with getting something done there.
Beyond that, the group discussed what some of the educational and training opportunities could be for the core property. Karen Martinson of the Sitka Education Consortia reminded everyone that the Sitka Comprehensive Plan has an education section that would fit with some kind of vocational training center.
And the education section to this day still says that Sitka will provide support for the development of a vocational institute as economic development for Sitka that will work with the city, the economic and community groups to develop Sitka as an educational hub to strengthen what we already had. So it also speaks to a number of career, workforce, and technical education. That is our comprehensive plan.
Martinson points to a new AGEA strategic plan put out by the State of Alaska Labor and Workforce Development, which identifies career training opportunities needed in the state in preparation for an Alaska gas line. Martinson says a VOTEC center similar to Seward's AVTEC Marine Training Program or the Job Center in Wasilla would be an attractive option, not just for Sitka, but all of Southeast.
In a nutshell, I would suggest that the state does have a huge need. They have 4,000 to 5,000 dropouts per year in Alaska, mostly rural students. There is nowhere for them to go, with the exception of some of the regional centers or the Job Corps. So there's nothing in Southeast if you have not finished your diploma and you're working on a GED.
Martinson says the AGEA plan identifies 113 key positions that will be available in the future. Those in attendance seem to favor some kind of cultural and educational training facility, and Trustee Gary Paxton says the next step is to show the state and federal government that there is community support from both a consortium of stakeholders as well as the City Assembly. In Sitka, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.